Brooke Forest Voices presents Mardi Gras Bound, the second book in the Morgan and Harrington mystery series by Yvonne Mason and Andrea Dean Van Skoyuk, read by Tara Saltzman and Diana Andrade.
Chapter 1. No Rest for the Weary. Shaking the sand off my feet, I walked into my small apartment. It had been a long day, and my evening swim was much needed. The ocean always calmed me when I was stressed. The last pickup had almost been the death of me, in more ways than one. That being said, I met my new best friend, Hope Harrington, whose life was changed, and all because I threw her to the floor and handcuffed her. But that was then, and this is now. As I walked into my living room, my phone rang, and I rolled my eyes when I looked at the caller ID. It was my boss, Harry James. That wasn't his real name, but he thought it gave him status, so he used it for the bail bonding business, which was another story within itself. I almost didn't answer. I was tired and had been promised a few days off, and here he was calling me. "What do you want?" I asked when I answered.
"Well, good afternoon to you too,"
Harry replied sarcastically.
"I need for you to go to New Orleans and do a pickup for me."
"Harry, I thought that was a joke. I'm on vacation," I said with exasperation in my voice.
"So take it in New Orleans,"
he said with equal sarcasm. I rolled my eyes and watched out the window as the sun set. I couldn't fully appreciate the view of reds, oranges, and pinks as the sun kissed the ocean because Harry was whining in my left ear. I heard him say something about Marie Laveau, his latest jumper. Yes, her name was Marie Laveau. Apparently, her mother thought she was some kind of voodoo priestess, descended from the one and only Marie Laveau from New Orleans. She wanted her daughter to carry on the family tradition. However, the only thing the daughter carried was several sexually transmitted diseases and bad genes. This was one ugly woman. I didn't want to bring this woman in. She wasn't worth my time or my health. But Harry was screaming in the phone.
"She is going to cost me a fortune. Her bond was over 50 G's. You have to go get her. We only have 2 weeks before I have to cough up that dough to the court. Now get cracking."
Then he hung up. I stood stupidly in the middle of the living room, watching the last rays of the sun sinking in the ocean, holding a dead phone and sticking my tongue out at nobody. Then the phone rang again.
"Harry," I screamed, "I am not going."
The voice on the other end said,
"One, I'm not Harry. Two, why are you screaming in the phone? And three, where are we not going?"
I have to admit, I wasn't prepared to hear Alex screaming at me. I mean, come on, my ears are just as sensitive as the next person's. But she had, and I wanted to know what was going on.
"Harry wants us to go to New Orleans,"
Alex grumbled. "New Orleans? I thought that was a joke."
"Yeah, me too. And guess what? We're going after Marie Laveau."
"What?" My response was supposed to be one of sarcasm and disbelief. And I guess it wasn't lost on Alex, because she piped right up with a response.
"Yep, her mother thought she was the reincarnation of her and named her after her."
I rubbed my head. I thought after our last adventure, nothing could have topped that. But now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?